Here's another edition of BayCare Health Systems podcast series, BayCare Health Chat with Melanie Cole.
Influenza is a serious disease, and every flu season is different. Vaccination is one of the best ways you can protect yourself and your family from this potentially dangerous disease. My guest today is Dr. Dallas Gilling. She's a pediatrician with BayCare Health System. Dr. Gilling, how would you characterize this year's flu season?
Well, this year's flu season is a bit milder than it was last year. However, there has still been around 15 million people affected with the flu this year. It causes over 200,000 hospitalizations secondary to its effects. And of course, we need to talk about the best way to prevent or lessen the possibility of getting the flu.
Let's start then with who should be vaccinated. And while you're discussing that, should parents get their child vaccinated from the flu even at this point in the year?
Absolutely. We definitely encourage parents to vaccinate the children against the flu throughout the entire season. It's preferred that vaccinations happen before the season starts, and that's usually by the end of October. We definitely would like everybody to be vaccinated before the onset of the season. Everyone, where it's medically appropriate, should be vaccinated. Children ages 6 months and above should be vaccinated. For those who are less than 6 months of age, we recommend that the family members get their flu shots to protect those who can't get the vaccine. Now, there are people who are at higher risk for developing complications from the flu itself, so they're definitely encouraged to be vaccinated, such as people with asthma, chronic medical conditions, heart disease, and diabetes. They're in the high-risk category.
Tell us a little bit about how the flu vaccines are made. How do they come up with the vaccines every year? What is it that they're looking at based on how the year's flu will look or how last year's or how other countries are dealing with their flu? How is the vaccine made?
Sure. So throughout the entire year, hospitals and influenza collection agencies compile information of the circulating types of flu that occurred for a particular year. For instance, right now, the data is being collected for the types of flu that are circulating in the population. So these collection centers, they meet to discuss which types, which strains were more prevalent in the community. And they try to follow the trend, and they try to predict which strains are most likely to be present in the upcoming year's flu. And that's how they determine which components of the flu is going to be in the coming year's vaccine.
Last year, we heard that it was a pretty nasty flu season, and the vaccine wasn't completely effective. So do you feel that this year we're closer to the mark? And tell us about the vaccines this year. Are we using nasal mist again? Do you advise parents against, you know, choosing either one?
That's correct. So the flu season, the 2017 to 2018 flu season, was pretty severe. The vaccine, we determined, was only about 40% effective. Now, even though, you know, no vaccine is 100%, we feel that even though it seemed to miss the mark last year in terms of predicting the right flu strain, we still recommend vaccination. Why? Because it can help lessen the severity of the illness and shorten the duration of it if you do happen to contract a strain that's found in the vaccine. So there are two types of vaccinations available. There is an injectable form, which is composed of a killed component of the virus, and there's a nasal form. The nasal form is a weakened live virus. Now, the Centers for Disease Control recommends the injectable form over the nasal mist. They found that over the past 2 years that the injection has been more effective in protecting against the flu. Now, if a parent has to choose between, I only want my child to have the nasal form, I don't want them to have the injection, we prefer them to have at least some sort of flu protection. So, you know, we would recommend the nasal spray versus no vaccine at all.
That's very interesting. Great information for parents. Now, speak a little bit about some of the common myths that you hear. And when parents ask you, they say, well, I'm concerned about vaccinating my children altogether or concerned about giving them this yearly flu vaccine. What is it that you tell them?
The good thing about the flu is that it's something that we know is coming. It's predictable, so we can prepare ourselves against it. And, you know, we have found that vaccinations is the best protection against the flu. Some parents feel that the flu is ineffective and there's no point in getting it. But again, we say that even though the vaccine may miss the mark for a particular year, your body is already building up protection that may protect you against a future strain in the future. Some people feel that it doesn't work. And because no vaccine is 100% effective, even though an individual may come down with the flu, sometimes the symptoms are less severe than had they not been vaccinated at all. It's also important to make sure family members of people who cannot get the flu are also vaccinated to keep them from spreading the flu to those who cannot get the vaccine, namely infants less than 6 months old or some people who have chronic illnesses, immunocompromised people who have a weakened immune system, who would not be able to adequately fight the infection.
What about herd immunity? Because many parents ask about that and think, well, everybody else is getting it, so I don't have to.
Well, that's the purpose. Everyone has to be on board in order for herd immunity to work. Everyone has to do their part so that they can help limit the spread of the flu.
So
important.
That's
exactly how protection works.
That's so important. Now, people do get the flu, and even if they've been vaccinated, what's your best advice for treatment of the flu? Should you start to come down with the symptoms? You're not sure, maybe it's just a severe cold, but it might be the flu. What do you want parents to know?
Well, the flu usually comes on, the symptoms usually come on suddenly, and it's much different than a cold. You typically have a very high fever, body aches, chills, headache. You can have pretty much any symptom from the cold, from the virus of the flu. So if you feel that you have flu symptoms, it's important to get evaluated early so we can treat you early. What we use for treatment is the most commonly known medication for treatment is an antiviral called Tamiflu. And what Tamiflu does, it helps lessen the severity of the symptoms that you can get from the flu, and it can help shorten the duration of the illness itself. The other things that will help you recover quicker is to make sure that you stay hydrated. Hydration is key. Hand washing, covering your mouth when you cough and sneeze, those are other ways to help prevent the spread of the flu in the household. And you should also stay home. Keep your children home. Stay home. If you feel you have flu symptoms and if your child has been diagnosed with the flu, for at least 24 hours after the fever is gone.
So wrap it up for us then, Dr. Gilling, with your best advice and the take-home message about getting our flu shots every year and for our children to protect themselves and our families.
The take-home message is that everyone who is able to should get a flu shot older than 6 months of age. And by protecting yourself, you protect your community, you protect the rest of your family. And by vaccinating yourself every year, you limit the detrimental effects of secondary infections that can occur after having contracted the flu.
Thank you so much. It's great information and so important, really, at any time of the year to hear this. So thank you again for joining us. You're listening to BayCare Health Chat. For more information, please visit baycare.org. That's baycare.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for tuning in.